Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Royce, and we're talking on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown. They are both from Denver, were at the Denver Post, did a lot of the investigation on Listeria cantaloupe, and learned an amazing amount about how you can eat safely. Their book is the reverse of that, Eating Dangerously, and how you can eat safely. And I love the book. It's a wonderful book and filled with really useful tips. We were talking to Jennifer when we got interrupted by commercials and such, with how do we protect ourselves from when we're eating things like cantaloupe and spinach. And one thing she said is picking the food chain that is safe is one of the best things we can do. And the second thing is making sure we don't mix. And so chicken is one of the most contaminated foods with salmonella, and even salmonella that has, if you will, antibiotic resistance. One of the things that we got asked was before we got on the air, actually, it was an email question to us, but is, should you wash all fruit separately every time you're about to eat something? That is, if you're about to eat an apple, rather than just not put it down on the table, should you in fact wash it in running tap water, and will that take care of it, especially if you don't put it down but keep it in your hand? Jennifer, tell us some more of the tips on how we eat what we call raw food safely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people should wash produce a lot more than they do. The apple question, you should wash the apple right before you eat it. And that will take most of the harmful bacteria that might be on it off of the surface of the apple. And if you slice an apple and put it in your refrigerator, people might think, oh, it's good to eat the next day. It's really not. It's good to eat for a few hours. Like, don't even put it in your kid's lunchbox the next day, because you've sliced into it. You've taken everything on the outside of the apple into the inside, and you've put it in your refrigerator, where some people may not realize some bacteria actually like refrigerators and continue to grow in cold temperatures. And we learned about the cantaloupe. The best thing really to do, and this is what I've done since researching this, is actually scrub the outside of your cantaloupe with soap and water. Scrub all that mottled rind where bacteria likes to hang out, and then, of course, rinse it off really well. Make sure you're not, you know, eating any soap. But same thing, once you draw the knife through and slice your cantaloupe, you're bringing all the bacteria to the inside of your melon, and that's not good. And just a couple other really quick things to give your listeners. Wash your wooden cutting boards and any of your produce scrubbers that you use to scrub vegetables in the sanitary cycle of your dishwasher, so they get all of the bacteria off of them. Also, put your reusable grocery bags in the laundry every once in a while and do the same thing with those.
So one of the key things is to eat something, is to wash it right before you eat it. And then once you've scrubbed out, because you always say, how did this happen with cantaloupe? You can't get to the inside of cantaloupe without going through the outside, and the outside should be, you can wash off, can't you? But the answer is you have to do more than just wash it with running a little water over it. Is that correct? Am I understanding this correctly?
That's the new feeling that university scientists have come up with after studying this Listeria outbreak, because they, at first they weren't sure why was it inside the flesh of the melon? They were taking out a victim's refrigerators, and it was all inside, you know, the orange part of the cantaloupe. So their best guess is that it came through on the knife and just continued to grow inside the refrigerator.
And so it's not as easy as just washing it out. And the other thing that you said, and I think we ought to get into chicken now, the other thing you said is never put the chicken above the produce. Put the produce on top, especially, and so you say, well, we, in my own world, is the lettuce and celery and containers, the crispers or whatever you call them, that my refrigerator has are always on the bottom of the refrigerator, and so the chicken has to go on top. How do I, what it is to make sure I keep it enclosed in a drip-proof package before I put it down, is that correct?
Well, if you're using plastic bags, for example, from the grocery store, which isn't always PC these days, but let's say you did, if you put the chicken in a plastic bag when you brought it home, leave it in there in the refrigerator until you're ready to actually cook it. That's just one extra barrier between whatever it is you've got below it. And then the other thing that we talk about quite a bit, especially with meat, we just don't think people realize that chicken, they test raw chicken all the time. Consumer Reports and other people do this. And the number of samples of just the same stuff they're pulling off the grocery store shelf that you would, that comes back positive for salmonella and campylobacter, is enormous, sometimes up to 50%, one out of two packages. And so you're kind of playing roulette that way, and it's perfectly legal. Government allows chicken, raw chicken, to be sold with those contaminants in it, and they put the onus on the consumer to cook it out. And it's just doesn't seem like a great system, but that's kind of what we're stuck with at the moment. Other countries don't necessarily put up with it, and we do. So then the onus is on people to make sure that they know how to cook and know how to cook thoroughly, whether it's chicken or beef.
And now the question, the email line got lit up on that, is someone asked, could I rinse it out? He apparently lives in a state that's warm all year round, because you couldn't do this in the Northeast. But he said, can you rinse this out with your garden hose outside, or will that contaminate your garden? But he said, can you rinse it out with your garden hose outside, the chicken, and then put it in a plastic bag outside and then bring it inside? Is that better, or does that not solve the problem?
That's an interesting question. what really kills the salmonella on the chicken is heat. So you can rinse it off, but that's not going to save you. That might remove some of the bacteria, but what's going to save you from getting sick is cooking your chicken properly to the proper temperature. So I would say that probably wouldn't be worth that effort.
We're talking with, and we have been talking with, the authors of a great book, Jennifer Brown and Michael Booth. It is Booth and Brown, Eating Dangerously. You should get this book. It is a wonderful book full of useful tips to how you can eat safely and stay safe in this world. We'll be right back after these important messages. You, the Owner's Manual, on RadioMD.com. You can always find archives of this and other shows at RadioMD.com. Stay well.
People ask, what's our secret? How are we successful 70 years after my grandmother started our tea company? Hi, I'm Cindy Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea, and the answer is simple. We take years to perfect each tea recipe, then carefully put each tea bag in the perfect protective pouch, so none of our special flavors escape and no air and moisture comes in. If you're going to take the time to craft the perfect recipe, you need to protect it. So next time you have a cup of Bigelow Tea, do me a favor. Open the foil pouch, smell that aroma. That's our secret.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. You know, before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse in the book, but I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. Please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.